Unit 1. Personal Information. Page 7. Exercises 2A and 2B.
Come on in. The door's open.
Hi, Nina.
Emily, come on in. Have you been jogging?
Yeah, I was just coming back from my run, and I thought I'd see what you're... Whoa, look at this kitchen.
Yeah, it's a mess, isn't it? We're having 14 people for dinner tonight, and I'm gonna be in the kitchen all afternoon.
It smells great already. Hey, I just heard that Brenda got first place in the high school math contest. Is it true?
Yes, it's true. She's really good at math. She just loves it.
Brenda's such a brain. I'm sure you're really proud of her.
Yeah, she's very intelligent. But I have to say that Jerry and Danny are bright too. They're just smart in different ways.
What do you mean?
Well, take Jerry. He's not mathematical like Brenda, but he's really musical. He plays 4 different instruments. He sings really well. He's even writing some of his own songs.
I guess that's Jerry.
Yeah.
So, Brenda's gifted in math, and Jerry's good at music. What about Danny? What's he good at?
Well, he's good at fixing cars. He's the mechanical one in the family.
Oh, I remember he bought that old car when he was 16. How's that coming? Is he still working on it?
Emily, you should see that car now. It's gorgeous. He fixed everything, and it runs perfectly.
Amazing. You know, it's really interesting how your kids are all smart in different ways. And Nina, you're pretty smart too.
Me?
Well, look at you. Maybe it's easy for you to cook for 14 people, but I could never do it. I have absolutely no aptitude for cooking.
Gee, Emily, no one ever told me that I'm smart.
Well, Nina, you are smart. And the smart thing for me to do is to go home and let you do your work. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, Emily. Thanks for stopping by.